I'm Tim Roy, and we continue to mock the 2020 NBA draft here on Warriors.com, WarriorSound, and SoundCloud.com/Warriors. Let's get you updated on the draft. We're up to the number 12 pick in the lottery. Minnesota went with Edwards out of Georgia. Wiseman goes to the Warriors. Charlotte takes Okongwu out of USC. LaMelo Ball, who played in Australia last year, goes to Chicago. Obi Toppin of Dayton is picked to fifth by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Atlanta takes Killian Hayes from France. Detroit takes Williams from Florida State, while Okoro from Auburn goes to the New York Knicks with the number 8 pick. Haliburton from Iowa State goes 9 to Washington. Kyra Lewis Jr. from Alabama goes to Phoenix at number 10. And Sadiq Bey of Villanova goes to San Antonio at number 11. The Sacramento Kings just up the causeway. They're on the clock. And to help us with the Kings and their pick, Jason Ross from Kings Radio and KHDK, he joins us. And Jason, always a pleasure. And I hope you're surviving 2020 very well.
Surviving, I guess, is the key, Tim. We're here. I'm thankful for that. Anxious for what's ahead on what has been an unprecedented year and I think might be an unprecedented time for NBA. This is going to be a frenzy here coming up, which I'm all in for.
Yeah, you know, I've got my tweet deck. Woj has his own column, so I'm ready for that. So the Kings had a little bit of a shakeup in the front office in the offseason. Tell me what led up to that and how do you see it going forward?
Well, I mean, I think that the short answer is 14 years of missing the playoffs. So something had to be done differently. I'm personally a huge fan of Lada Divac, but he had fair enough opportunity. And I think he was building something that was trending up, but not trending up at a fast enough rate, probably for everyone's liking. So he's not he's not responsible for all 14 of the years, but he's responsible for the last few. And I think they've got some nice building block pieces, but they went completely out of the organization. It went to Monty McNair from Houston. So, Tim, I think everybody's trying to read all the moves that Houston has made in the past. Is this something they're going to go? Are they going to be a team filled with three-point shooting like the Rockets were? It's really kind of an exciting time for Kings fans because it's really a huge mystery as what they'll do with the draft and certainly with free agency.
How much pressure you think is on the front office if you look just inside the division? The defending champions are there, the Lakers. The Clippers, with all that talent, are around. The Warriors should be really good again. And now the Suns, according to an alleged trade, which has not been confirmed, obviously, but it looks like they're getting Chris Paul. So how much pressure do you think are on the Kings right now?
There's got to be. I mean, just any fan, take your Kings hat off. And for me, like, you look at that and you go, they are – from the bottom right now. They were probably there comfortably with Phoenix, but everybody knows the Warriors are going to be better and the Lakers are the champs. And the Clippers should be good. So just internally in the division, it's a mess for them to work their way up. And we already know how good the Western Conference is collectively. So the Kings are in a tough spot because I've never felt in the last few years that they haven't been terrible. They're not awful, but they're also not good enough. So they're kind of in that no man's land of teams that aren't picking at the top of the lottery, but also aren't quite good enough to get to the playoffs. So I know the pressure's there to break the streak. Another missed year of playoffs coming up would match the record of the Clippers, and that's not a record that anybody wants for playoff drought. And so they're going to try to change that and change that as fast as they can.
And looks like they're already on the go. Now, according to ESPN, this is a trade that has been reported. It has not been confirmed at this point. So according to ESPN, who is a broadcast partner of the NBA, they say that the Kings have traded Bogdan Bogdanovic and Justin James to Milwaukee for Dante DiVincenzo, DJ Wilson, and Ersan Ilyasova. That shakes up the roster a little bit, Jason, if indeed this trade is real, and what impact do you think it has on the roster and their thoughts going in the draft day?
Yeah, so, Bogey was a big piece, was certainly a Vlade guy and a fan favorite, and I've always felt like is a player that could help any team, and he did help the Kings. He was a starter. He was productive. He had games where he was the reason why they won. So I could imagine teams being coveting him, and I'd heard multiple teams from the Hawks, the Pacers, and certainly if this comes to fruition, Tim, and the Bucks, I get it. I get why people would want him. I think he would help any team. But this would be the start of what I was talking about earlier of fingerprints of Monty McNair. I don't think it's anything of an indictment on Bogdan Bogdanovic, but if they re-signed him, and I guess that was a possibility, you basically are coming back with a lot of the same team, and that team was not good enough. The only other thing you would be hoping on would be the insertion of Marvin Bagley. Would that be a difference? Because he's been the wild card that hasn't played enough games. But I think bringing back the exact same roster and expecting different results would have been a bit foolish.
So going into draft day, what do you think the biggest need is for Sacramento?
I still think wings, 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 wings. That's where the league is going. Wings and maybe combo guards. But if that Milwaukee thing goes through, DiVincenzo's a nice combo guard if that happens. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But I would say priority wings. There's a lot of them, you know, guys that could play 2-3, 3-4, multiple positions. Every team can use them. I think the Kings could use more, and especially if Bogdanović is on his way out. That and maybe combo guards would be but probably the highest priority for Monty McNair with the 12th pick. And then certainly they have 3 second-round picks. Those don't always, you know, come to fruition, but Warrior fans would know. Obviously Draymond Green, multi-time All-Star and part of championship team. So you could find gems in the second round. The Kings hopefully will do that as well.
Yeah, Manu Ginobili was a pretty good second-round pick too.
Yeah.
So, Monte Ellis was a second-round pick. I think people kind of poo-poo the second round. I always say there's always somebody there, always somebody you can find there. So
yeah, Jokic is an All-Star from the second round. Jimmy Butler, I mean, there's guys that have, and even undrafted guys sometimes. So it's amazing how guys slip through the cracks sometimes.
So now the Kings come up there and number 12. And if our mock draft is accurate, what happens here?
So this one's a really tough one for me because I've got two guys that I would look at the board here that I think are good fits for the Kings. I really like Aaron Naismith because that's arguably one of the best shooters, if not the best shooter in the draft, would fit kind of that multi-position guy, but might be more locked in as a shooter. But even with that said, I think I have to stare down and would ultimately pick Devin Vassell from Florida State. I like his size. I like his width, length, I should say, and I like his ability from a good conference, a good defensive player, I think, and has an opportunity to grow. The other name I would really, really think about but would be a total flyer, I think, would be Jaden McDaniels. I think that just when I hear some of the comps of him, but I would probably be too gun-shy, so ultimately – I would take Devin Vassell.
7-foot wingspan for Vassell, which means he can guard guys that are bigger than he is. And like you said, you could plug him in at multiple positions there, 2 and 3, and guard different people. That would be a nice addition for Sacramento. So Devin Vassell, 6'5", 180 pounds, out of Florida State, second Seminole drafted in the first round in our 2020 mock draft. Jason Ross, my best to you and yours, and as always, thank you for helping out Warriors Radio.
Anytime, Tim, and I think if they did take Vassell, you guys know this too, if he was learning behind Harrison Barnes, there's not much of a better pros pro. That would be a good guy to be learning from.
Absolutely. That's Jason Ross of Kings Radio and KHTK Radio in Sacramento. So the Kings have taken Devin Vassell of Florida State, and now the New Orleans Pelicans, who are making some big headlines these days, they're on the clock at our 2020 NBA mock draft.